Robert Cleary, Hollywood legend, Nazi concentration camp survivor. Last of the Hogan's Heroes stars, dies at 96. By Breitbart News on November 18, 2022. Los Angeles, AP, Robert Cleary, a French-born survivor of Nazi concentration camps during World War II who played a feisty prisoner of war in the improbable 1960s sitcom Hogan's Heroes, has died. He was 96. Cleary died Wednesday of natural causes at his home in the Los Angeles area, niece Brenda Hancock said Thursday. "He never let those horrors defeat him," Hancock said of Cleary's wartime experience as a youth. "He never let them take the joy out of his life. He tried to spread that joy to others through his singing and his dancing and his painting." When he recounted his life to students, he told them, "Don't ever hate," Hancock said. "He didn't let hate overcome the beauty in this world." Hogan's Heroes, in which Allied soldiers in a POW camp bested their clownish German army captors with espionage schemes, played the war strictly for laughs during its 1965-71 run. The 5'1" Cleary sported a beret and a sardonic smile as Corporal Louis LeBeau. Cleary was the last surviving original star of the sitcom that included Bob Crane, Richard Dawson, Larry Hovis and Ivan Dixon as the prisoners. Werner Klemperer and John Banner, who played their captors, both were European Jews who fled Nazi persecution before the war. Cleary began his career as a nightclub singer and appeared on stage in musicals including Irma La Douce and Cabaret. After Hogan's Heroes, Cleary's TV work included the soap operas The Young and the Restless, Days of Our Lives and The Bold and the Beautiful. He considered musical theater the highlight of his career. "I love to go to the theater at 7:45, put the stage makeup on and entertain," he said in a 2014 interview. He remained publicly silent about his wartime experience until 1980 when, Cleary said, he was provoked to speak out by those who denied or diminished the orchestrated effort by Nazi Germany to exterminate Jews. A documentary about Cleary's childhood and years of horror at Nazi hands, Robert Cleary, A 5714, A Memoir of Liberation, was released in 1985. The forearms of concentration camp prisoners were tattooed with identification numbers, with A 5714 to be Cleary's lifelong mark. They write books and articles in magazines denying the Holocaust, making a mockery of the 6 million Jews, including 1.5 million children, who died in the gas chambers and ovens, he told the Associated Press in a 1985 interview. 12 of his immediate family members, his parents and 10 siblings, were killed under the Nazis, Cleary wrote in a biography posted on his website. In 1997, he was among dozens of Holocaust survivors whose portraits and stories were included in The Triumphant Spirit, a book by photographer Nick Dell called So. "I beg the next generation not to do what people have done for centuries, hate others because of their skin, shape of their eyes, or religious preference," Cleary said in an interview at the time. Retired from acting, Cleary remained busy with his family, friends and his painting. His memoir, From the Holocaust to Hogan's Heroes, the autobiography of Robert Cleary, was published in 2001. One of the Lucky Ones, a biography of one of Cleary's older sisters, Nicole Holland, was written by Hancock, her daughter. Holland, who worked with the French resistance against Germany, survived the war, as did another sister. Hancock's second book, Talent, Luck, Courage, recounts Cleary and Holland's lives and their impact. Cleary was born Robert Weidermann in Paris in March 1926, the youngest of 14 children in the Jewish family. He was 16 when he and most of his family were taken by the Nazis. In the documentary, Cleary recalled a happy childhood until he and his family was forced from their Paris apartment and put into a crowded cattle car that carried them to concentration camps. "Nobody knew where we were going," Cleary said. "We were not human beings anymore." After 31 months in captivity in several concentration camps, he was liberated from the Buchenwald death camp by American troops. His youth and ability to work kept him alive, Cleary said. Returning to Paris and reunited with his two sisters, Cleary worked as a singer and recorded songs that became popular in America. After coming to the United States in 1949, he moved from club dates and recording to Broadway musicals, including New Faces of 1952, and then to movies. He appeared in films including 1952's Thief of Damascus. A New Kind of Love in 1963 and The Hindenburg in 1975. In recent years, Clary recorded jazz versions of songs by Ira Gershwin, Stephen Sondheim and other greats, said his nephew Brian Gary, a songwriter who worked on the CDs with Clary. Clary was proud of the results, Gary said, and thrilled by a complimentary letter he received from Sondheim. He hung that on the kitchen wall, Gary said. Clary didn't feel uneasy about the comedy on Hogan's Heroes despite the tragedy of his family's devastating war experience. It was completely different. I know they, POWs, had a terrible life, but compared to concentration camps and gas chambers it was like a holiday. Clary married Natalie Cantor, the daughter of singer-actor Eddie Cantor, in 1965. She died in 1997.